designed to bring you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, starting in verse 31, which says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." We've been going through the book of Galatians on Sunday mornings, talking about how the gospel is that we are justified by faith, and not by our works. The law, the Old Testament law, was given to prove that we can't be righteous, but also to keep God's people until the fullness of time when he would send his Son to work salvation on his behalf. I thought it would be fun to approach this issue from the other side of the cross. All of our experiences on this side of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, this side of the New Testament. But in our passage today, we see God talking about his perfect plan hundreds of years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Throughout the Old Testament prophetic books, we see God issuing judgment on his people for forgetting his commands and promising blessing if only they would turn back to him. It's a pattern that repeats itself over and over again. And in the middle of the book of Jeremiah, God chooses to say, "See how this isn't working? See how it is impossible for a sinful man to truly keep my good standards?" He says, "Get ready, because I'm going to do a new thing." God recognized our need. He knew it from the beginning. But now his people understood it on an existential, subjective level. We tried, we failed. He says, "No longer will you have an external law that you must try your best to keep on your own. I am going to write my law on your hearts." Elsewhere in the Old Testament, he says, "I will take your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." He does this by putting his very life inside of us through the person of his Holy Spirit. If you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, making it possible for you to truly live for God through the strength of God. This is what we're going to talk about this Sunday, walking in the Spirit. Here's what Romans 8, 1 through 5 says. "There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." This is the gospel. The power of salvation, and as we see in Romans and Galatians, the power to live for God once we have been saved. It makes me think about my kids. Both of our first two children got the "I'm going to do this all by myself, and if you try to help me, I will lose my mind" trait. If only they knew how much better a block tower they could make if they would just let me or mommy help. Or how much more quickly and better I could tie their shoes and get them dressed. Now, while this is something of a good trait in kids, as they learn independence and how to do things on their own, it is pride in the life of a believer to try to do things on our own, when the very power that raised Christ from the dead is living within us. So don't try to tackle your temper on your own. Don't try to mend that broken relationship on your own. Don't try to conquer that sin struggle on your own. Invite God into the mess of your life and say, "I don't know what to do, but I'm trusting you." And then walk in the light of that reality. The reality that God is near and he is working in and through your life, if you will let him. This was God's plan from the beginning, and while it certainly wouldn't be the way we would have designed things, the more we spend time with God and in his word, we can't help but recognize He might just know what he's doing. God, thank you for the gospel. Thank you that you have replaced our old life with a new life through Christ Jesus. Thank you that you've given us your spirit, that we might have your power at work within us to live for you, to follow you, that you are producing in us the fruit of the Spirit to make us more like your Son, Jesus. Help us to walk in this, help us to trust this and believe this. For your glory and our good, we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.